Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
You have a great family and you do a great job of providing for them. Your wife and the kids, they're all busy running to here and there and sports and all that, and you join them when you can, but you kind of feel empty inside because you're looking for other men friends that have like-minded ideas as you. And maybe you're a Christian and you want to find men friends who are Christians. Well, Joe Beckler today is my guest. He is Vice President of Development, Marketing, and Communications at Christian Businessmen's Connection. You'll learn about that today. Maybe you can join one of the CBMC groups and find some new friends. This is Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Joe, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to join you today.
Joe, what is CBMC all about?
Glad you asked. So here's the way I love to talk about it. In short form, CBMC, Christian Businessmen's Connection, is about presenting Jesus and developing businessmen. We're a men's marketplace ministry, started in 1930. And the way we talk about this ministry in longer form is we see CBMC as a place that connects men who want to experience the power of God working in their lives and businesses with a strong community. The key thing here is the men walking alongside each other, encouraging each other, and becoming equipped to face life's challenges with faith and purpose. That's at the heart of what we do through our overall strategy.
Face life's challenges with faith and purpose. Now, what does CBMC stand for?
Yeah, so when we originated back in 1930...
That's a long time. That's almost 100 years ago, Joe.
I know. We're getting close. We're getting close. It's really exciting to think about 100 years being around. And as you might expect, an organization with that kind of a time stamp goes through a lot of different seasons. But when we started, we were called Christian Businessmen's Committee. And it was a group of men around the beginning of the Depression who got together and just felt burdened to pray. Well, they started gathering, and then that grew out of Chicago and kept growing. And over time, CBMC groups started popping up in areas like Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Orange County, California, and so many other cities. And so today, in the 1990s, we did change our name a little bit. We called ourselves Christian Businessmen's Connection, which kind of ties back into how we saw God evolving our purpose. This idea of walking alongside each other, becoming men who challenge one another as we're facing life's challenges with faith and purpose, that's the connection part. It's like we realize the marketplace, think about it, around the globe is one of the largest unreached people groups. And in light of that, the reality is that it's a great place for connecting men to one another to build support and encouragement. Otherwise, what do we see in the marketplace? Statistics will tell you there's all kinds of endemic issues that are affecting men in particular, well, men and women in general in the marketplace. But as far as our ministry has been focused on the level of isolation and loneliness, especially at the top for leaders, it's terrifying. And so for us to come in and create points of connection and ultimately point men to Jesus and then develop them, disciple them, and help them grow, that's what we're about.
So how do you work to connect men in cities, in states, in the nation, or in the world?
I love it. That's such a fun question for me. We think about it this way. Really, the gateway to entry for most of our participants is through events. So throughout the United States and most of the cities and communities where we gather, our local area directors, they conduct events, prayer breakfasts, informational gatherings, where it's an opportunity to invite others to come in and hear a story of how faith is integrated into the marketplace. That's a great place to capture names, contact information, and then invite participants to consider a next step into our organization. And that really is joining a team. We have really predominantly three different teams that are very active. One's much like a prayer team, accountability team. They're called Connect 3 groups. We also have teams that are designed for young professionals who are really beginning to face the challenges you described at the beginning of this interview. And they're like, I need some support. I need some sage wisdom. And so they're gathering to spiritually grow together, but also to be coached up by a seasoned business leader. And then we have trusted advisor forums, which are designed for predominantly our CEOs, business owners, key executives, typically older in their career trajectory. And they're just dealing with all sorts of challenging issues. And we're creating a space where within the experience of Jesus, they can work problems that are going on. And then the other side to this, Judy, that's the most important number we love to look at is the fact that while those things are great, those teams are wonderful, the ultimate goal is moving men who engage CBMC into a life-on-life discipleship experience. So that's at the heart of our work. We really want to move men into where they're doing a one-on-one discipleship experience. So come to a team, meet other men, and then invited to become a disciple of someone else. And then in turn, within the way we've structured our life-on-life discipleship through a program called Operation Timothy, we encourage those men being discipled to ultimately disciple others. And that's where the viral, organic, powerful growth of this mission really aligns with the Great Commission. It's super fun to see it happen.
How many states is CBNC in?
Currently, we are in 79 cities across the United States. I believe 38 states at this time.
Operation Timothy in 79 cities across the nation. Now, how do people learn about CBMC? Where do they go to get the information about their city?
Well, I'll tell you what's really even more exciting about thinking about Operation Timothy, Judy, is that it's a tool. It's a track to run on to guide a discipleship relationship, and it's not just isolated into the cities where we work or the teams where we exist. The good news is that we're an international organization. We have around 50,000 engaged members across the globe, about almost 19,000 in the United States, and our tools are digital. We do have printed books for Operation Timothy. It's a three-book series. But the great news is that we have a mobile-friendly digital platform called Advance, and that is readily available to everyone. In fact, we share this resource with women's ministries, churches, anyone who wants to use it. And the Advance platform houses our Operation Timothy tools. You can go in and you can, and I do this personally. I have someone who is discipling me, and I'm 52 years old, and it's been amazing. And then I'm also discipling another man. And so the track to run on through Operation Timothy and the fact that it's a easily accessible tool through digital platform availability, it's so exciting. So here's how you can learn more. You can go to cbmc.com. That's our website, and that's where you can learn all about CBMC. But if you look at the top of our website page, the top of the browser on our page, you'll see a link to our Advance platform. And so anyone, anywhere, they can go in, they can log in, they can sign up for an account, and they can see all the resources that are freely available to them. That's one of the fun things we realize. So we are in 99 countries across the globe, officially. And what was more exciting for us is that we know that there are people in 148 countries across the globe that are using our tools. So these tools don't have any boundaries. Anyone anywhere can be using our evangelism and discipleship tools.
Wow, and this is for men of any age and status type, right? Professional status type?
That's correct. So CBMC is a men's marketplace ministry that is available for a man, no matter where they are in their career stage, as far as being in business and in the marketplace. And again, the discipleship tools that we've created, those are actually available for anyone. So we've designed them so that they would be available and useful for both men and women, just because we want them to have a maximum impact.
What is your call to action?
Our call to action, again, it goes back to that idea of presenting Jesus and developing businessmen. Those two things are tethered together, by the way, for us. We realize that the most important thing that we can be focused on is introducing Jesus into the marketplace everywhere. Because ultimately, when I think about the stories that I hear about transformation, that's where it happens. Transformation is happening when men in the marketplace who otherwise were under incredible pressure, the stakes are high, they're feeling pressure at work, at home, in all sorts of different domains of life. They encounter Jesus, and then they move into a CVMC experience of being discipled or coached by another person. Life change occurs, and then there's an effect where they feel called to make an impact, whether it's within CVMC or outside of our organization, which is what we hope for, where they're impacting their church, their business culture, or their community. And that's the best part of this work, is that we're just part of a bigger picture, right? We're just trying to do our part of the Great Commission, and we recognize that identifying men in the marketplace, that's a people group we can go after, and we can try and do our part with other ministries to really see maximum impact for the Great Commission.
Joe Beckler, Vice President of Development, Marketing, and Communications for Christian Businessmen's Connection. Organization has been around since 1930. Men, if you are looking for a place to belong, this might be your answer. And Joe, the website?
CBMC.com.
CBMC.com. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Hey, Joe, thanks for letting us know more about CBMC today.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be with you today.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Hot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.